As is our practice, agenda items that are to be considered and voted upon at the board meetings are reviewed and forwarded to the full board for action by the appropriate committee prior to the board meeting. In our packet today, we have two items that have not been yet reviewed by a board committee, so I would like to take the time to review those items now. Although they have not been reviewed by committee, they have been extensively discussed among the board. Item one, approve pay for performance compensation for the president. Timothy Colleen was appointed president of the University of Illinois in 2015, and as part of his appointment, the Board of Trustees are authorized to review and evaluate performance based on goals established and subsequently to recommend pay for performance compensation of up to $100,000 to be awarded for achievement of those goals during the year evaluated. The board has conducted a detailed review and evaluation of President Colleen's performance based on goals established for academic year 2019. The board has found President Colleen's performance outstanding. It is now recommended that we authorize a payment of $100,000 as pay for performance compensation to be paid to President Colleen. Are there any questions or comments regarding this board item? I would like to add that I've only been chair now for 6 or 8 months, and my interaction with President Colleen have been outstanding. His dedication to the University of Illinois system is remarkable, and he's been a great partner with me in moving this university system forward. Since no one has brought up any concerns, we will forward this item for a vote. Item two, approve increase in compensation for Chancellor, University of Illinois at Chicago, and Vice President, University of Illinois. President Colleen, would you please comment on this agenda item?
Thank you, Chairman Edwards, and thank you so much for your personal comments. In your agenda packet to consider this morning, there is a request to adjust the compensation of Chancellor Michael Amiridis. Dr. Amiridis became chancellor at the University of Illinois at Chicago on March the 16th, 2015, and from the start has consistently demonstrated that he is committed to transforming UIC into the highest possible quality public research university in a world city. Among Dr. Amiridis's accomplishments at UIC include the following: a tremendous upsurge in excitement and interest in UIC undergraduate programs that we have observed. Undergraduate enrollment on Chicago's West Side campus is up over 18% during his tenure, and applications for the freshman class are up 50%. A research portfolio at UIC that has grown, including significant new funding from the National Institutes of Health. A financially sound healthcare network that has seen patient visits to our hospital and community clinics increase from approximately 500,000 a year to 700,000 per year. The acquisition and merger with the John Marshall Law School, which has established UIC School of Law as the only public university law school in Chicago. A 10-year strategic plan for the physical transformation of the UIC campus with newly opened state-of-the-art teaching, student residential, and research facilities that opened in 2019. A U.S. News and World Report national ranking of UIC is 61st among public universities, and a U.S. News accolade for UIC as a top national university for ethnic diversity in 2019. The increase that I am proposing for recommending for Dr. Amiridis is based on merit, equity, and retention. His current salary is $494,190, taking into account the 2% increase that was provided by our most recent current salary program. The recommended salary adjustment in this request would set his compensation at $600,000 per year, an increase of 21.4%. This will bring his salary closer to the level of compensation for chief academic officers at UIC's peer institutions. I note that competition is tremendous for talented leaders of these complex and critical institutions, and Dr. Amiridis's success has been noticed. We want to retain and equitably compensate meritorious talent so that we have continued dedicated leaders of the University of Illinois system. For these reasons, I respectfully seek your approval of this item. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Tim. Any questions or comments from any board members concerning this item? No? Okay. We will forward this item for our vote on our agenda. Thank you, Mr. President. Now it is time to take our votes. There are two sets of votes that will occur for two agendas as provided by the board's bylaws. One is a regular voice vote agenda with several items. The rest of the items are part of what's called a roll call agenda. We'll do the voice vote agenda first. The items for the regular agenda were listed in the materials distributed to the board and posted. The secretary will read the title of all items. All agenda items have been reviewed in one of the committee meetings, and hopefully by now you have contacted President Killeen or staff member for any needed clarification and have all information you need. After the secretary has read the titles of the items, we will of course discuss any open issues. We will then vote on all items at once and will vote as a group. Of course, if anyone wishes to vote uniquely on any one item that is easily accommodated, please just indicate that to the secretary and she will record your vote accordingly. I've noted in past meetings, but I'm going to note it again, that while we are voting on all of these things without discussion, all of these items have been vetted extensively in our committees, which is where we do a lot of the real work of this board, and that those committee meetings are also open meetings available to the public, and we welcome people to attend and listen in on those. Didi, will you, as secretary, please read the list of items on the regular voice vote agenda?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. 1, approve pay for performance compensation for president. 2, approve increase in compensation for chancellor, University of Illinois at Chicago, and vice president, University of Illinois. 3, appoint interim director, Department of Intercollegiate Athletics, Chicago. 4, appoint member to the athletic board, Urbana. 5, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 6, rename the Department of Afro-American Studies, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Chicago. 7, rename the Bachelor of Arts in Liberal Arts and Sciences, major in African-American Studies, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Chicago. I'm sorry, I missed one, so I'll add that. A1. Approve minutes of the Board of Trustees meetings. Sorry, thank you.
May I have a motion to approve these items?
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion or are there any questions regarding any of these items? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Thank you. The ayes have it, and all items are approved. The next session is the roll call agenda, and these are the items that specifically require a roll call vote where we go around the table. We vote individually by trustee, but we will attempt to do this on the entire collective package. If anyone would like to vote uniquely on any one item, this can be arranged. Didi, will you please read the items on the roll call agenda?
Yes, sir. 8, approve academic and administrative appointments for the contract year 2019-2020. 9, approve operating budget for fiscal year 2020. 10, approve fiscal year 2020 services and management agreement for the University of Illinois Foundation. 11, approve fiscal year 2020 services and management agreement for the University of Illinois Alumni Alliance. 12, approve project budget and award construction contract for Gary R. Weineke track and field replacement, Division of Intercollegiate Athletics, Urbana. 13, award construction contracts for renovation, Townsend Hall and Wardall Hall, Illinois Street Residence Halls, Urbana. 14, delegate authority to comptroller to approve lease and purchase of the Illinois Conference Center Edition, Urbana Research Park. 15, purchase and renewal recommendations. 16, approve credentialing and privileges University of Illinois Hospital and Health Sciences System.
Can we have a motion to approve these items? Then we will conduct a roll call vote.
So moved.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion or concerns regarding any of these items? Dee Dee, please conduct a roll call vote of the trustees.
Yes, sir. Mr. Cepeda.
Yes to all.
Mr. Dale.
Yes to all.
Ms. Dawood.
Yes to all.
Mr. Edwards.
Yes to all.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes to all.
Ms. Holmes. Ms. Jacobson.
Yes to all.
Dr. King.
I'll abstain on 8 and yes to everything else, please.
Thank you. Mr. McMillan.
Yes to all.
Mr. Mitchell.
Yes to all.
Ms. Panic.
Yes to all.
Governor Pritzker. Ms. Smart.
Yes to all.
Thank you.
Thank you.